Well, this year we have introduced a second shorter route, a 30k route. Last year was just a 46k route, which is quite a tough route. So we thought we'd introduce a 30k route to attract maybe more people into the event and make it just that little bit easier for them. So we're hoping for a good turnout this year, and we'll hopefully it'll all go well. We had a very good run last year, and went well and great feedback. So hopefully we can do the same again this time. It was good, as it was our first time last year, it was good to get the feedback just about the overall event, you know, signage and marshals and food, and you know, you just like to keep these people happy after doing a hard day's eventing like this. So some people did mention the shorter route, felt that the 46 was just that bit too far if you're only starting off or quite new to this. So we thought, why not, we'll introduce it. So yeah. Well, hopefully it goes well. So
big improvements then for the second running of it?
Well, hopefully I hope it'll go a bit smoother. Had no major issues last year, but you can always tweak these things to make them better, you know. I think every year you do one of these things, you learn more, and you get that just that little bit better. But I mean, overall last year was quite successful, so happy enough with it, you know.
And I know from this event, not like other adventure races that are on, you could end up going around Inishowen or round Fannad. You're always at a close proximity to the Gartan Adventure Centre. You're never too far away with it as the race goes on.
Yeah, that's right. The way it's structured is that your transitions are at the boathouse at Gartan, and then the other transition is only 3k, 3.5k away. So, but at any point, you're never any farther than 6.5k away from the centre. So it's quite good in that respect. I think it kind of eases people's mind a wee bit, you know, that they're not out in the middle of nowhere away from everybody. And with the two courses this year, they should be off, not on your own very often. The way we'll run it, we'll have maybe a half an hour between the waves. So people, and the waves will intersect at a certain point, the trail run and the final cycle. Everyone will be doing that. So never be on your own too much in this one anyway, this year definitely, so hopefully that helps people.
And there's three sporting disciplines here, the run, the kayak and the cycle. What is the difference between the short course and the long course, and what is laid out for the competitors?
Well, the short course, the first run is 3.5k roughly, compared to 7k for the long one. And then the other difference is the cycle. The first cycle and the short route is 8.5k, whereas the cycle for the long route is 21.5k almost. So that's where the big difference is. The kayak's the same, and the trail run and the last cycles are the same. So it's that first run and the second, or the first cycle, that's the difference that takes the 16k, makes up the 16k difference. So it's a good event in a way, because there's a good deal of running in it and a good bit of cycling, so it suits both runners. If you're kind of a good runner, you have a good chance. If you're a good cyclist, you have a good chance. That kind of helps. Some of the adventure races might be more leaning towards more running or more cycling, so I think the balance here is not too bad, so hopefully people will enjoy it.
The course itself, and you know a lot about adventure racing, how does this compare to the other ones that competitors tackle in the Northwest? Is it seen as a tough one, is it, Sean? Is it competitor friendly?
This one would the long one would be tough. There's a tough cycle in it, and the trail run's not overly tough, but it's a kind of a 2.5 climb up. But you come back down the same route, so it's downhill for the second half of it. The thing about based out in the Gartan Churchill area, it's very hard to avoid hills, you know. So there's a few hills in it, and that's why we went for the 31 as well, to make it that bit easier for people who wanted to take part. It's great to be working with the Kilmacrenan Community Development Fund again. They were a great crowd to work with last year, plenty of help, and we had a good night in Kilmacrenan afterwards, which we hope to do this year again, and Norris, I think, this year. So I think all going well. I think, you know, if we get a nice day and good conditions, I think it'll be a very, very enjoyable race for everyone.
And the surroundings that this takes place in, like, you can't get any better. And if the sun is shining, it makes for a fantastic day's eventing and racing in glorious conditions.
Yeah, we're kind of blessed there. I work at the Gartan Outdoor Education and Training Centre. We're right on the lake there. The kayak transitions at the boathouse at the Gartan, and the cycle will be the first cycle transition there, and you come back. You finish there at the boathouse, and we'll have our food and all, looking over the lake. And as you're going round the course, you have a Loch of Kibben and a few other smaller lakes there. and it's quite a scenic area around Gartan and Churchill, so I think people will enjoy that. Hopefully we get a decent day for it, but it's always a beautiful place to do a bit of sport anyway.
Yep. And entries are still open right up to the event this day week?
Yeah, we'll open. I'll keep the entries open up until Thursday anyway, 15th, and I don't think we'll turn anybody away. You know, if they come to the last minute, we'll try and accommodate anybody we can, so we'll keep them open to Friday anyway, yeah. Probably, you know. So.
And are you still looking for help, people that aren't competing? Obviously, if there's extra hands around, it all makes life easier for everybody else, does it, Sean?
Oh, yes. If anybody's available, we'll gladly take help. It's nice to have marshals there at every junction to spur the people on and make sure everything's safe. We have a good number of marshals from the Kilmacrenan Development Fund group, you know, to help us out, but if anybody's available, please come along. I'll always get you a job, and we'll be very grateful for your help.
Well, we have you here now. We'll talk about the centuries. I've had a very busy summer, Sean.
Yeah, we've had a busy summer out in Gartan. We ran 7 weeks of summer camps, and that was extremely busy. It was great to see lots of bookings from youth clubs and other groups, individual groups, family groups. Now we're just getting back into our school groups now from next week on again. Really, we'll be up until the end of November, probably be quite busy with schools from all over Ireland and locally. So it's been a good year for us, and hopefully we keep going from strength to strength.
And this type of adventure racing and adventure eventing has become very, very popular, and I'm sure the centre is now seeing the bonuses of this, particularly in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's adventure racing, triathlons, the race, all based at the centre. So that's good to see. You know, there's a great interest in sport, and especially in Donegal. I mean, you only have to be out and around the roads every night here. Even you see people out running, cycling. So these events have become extremely popular. Possibly, maybe kind of a victim of their own success in a way, because there's so many of them. It's hard sometimes to get numbers for them all. But I think it's just from a fitness point of view and a health point of view, it's been a great thing for Donegal.
Well, listen, the next big one now is this Gartan Challenge. That's next Saturday. You can get all the details about the event at gartan.com, or you can call 9137032. Sean, the best of luck with the Gartan Adventure Race next weekend, and hopefully you get the weather and everybody will enjoy the scenery.
Okay, thank you very much, Ashin. Thank you.